everyone, and welcome to the Poker Kid Podcast. I am your host, Joshua Everson, and here with me today, after a little bit of a break, I promise you from now on we'll try to be a little bit more consistent, but I have my Anonymous co-host with me.
Hello?
Sorry, having some technical issues here. I'm trying to plug my headphones in, but they don't seem to be working. One sec, I'm just going to try same system. Okay. Oh, try speaking.
Can you hear me now?
Doesn't seem to be working, so I'll just settle with this today. I hope everyone can hear you fine. Just try speaking.
Hello?
Yeah, that should be that should be sufficient. So anyway, today we have a bit to talk about. First off, I've been trying to complete my Pokédex, and I started off on like around 200 and I've gone up to 376. Wait, you can catch a Cherubi here? Why does it always say, hey, you can catch Cherubi here wherever I go? I'm just gonna reset. Anyway, what do you tell us about your new team additions, though?
All three members of the Tao Trio. Oh, if you do not know what that is, it is Reshiram, Zekrom, and Kyurem. I settled on white Kyurem instead of black Kyurem.
I do think... Also yeah, because if you're gonna do a playthrough though, if you get the choice between getting either white 2 or black 2, I'm gonna call it right here, right now. You get black 2, and there's a simple reason for that, because you get Heatran, and there's no point in getting white Kyurem if you're gonna get Heatran, because Heatran's incredibly powerful. And are there any electric type legendaries you can get in black white too?
Other than Zek, not Zek. You can get don't think you can get Zapdos in it, no. Can't get
Zapdos. Yeah, you're gonna want to get Zekrom, because it's a great electric type. If you get black Kyurem, you have it's just great. I thought I did something for a moment, but I think it is the better just because of the coverage you get with your legendary team. Because me personally, I'm not one of those people who just won't. I will play a video game and I will use legendaries. I'm not ashamed to say it. I will use legendaries. Like, just because I don't think there's anything wrong. If they're put in front of you, you can use them. But I never knew before a while ago when Anonymous told me that Victini was like the fourth member of,
Yeah, Victini is you call a mythical leader. Like, for example, the leader of... I have a little question for you. Who is the leader of the Creation Trio and the Late Guardians?
That's Arceus.
Yes, and Arceus is not a legendary, it's a mythical.
Yeah, and anyone who says Arceus or Arceus, you're wrong. It's Arceus. It has been officially proved several times.
I'm excited to get Arceus in the next game.
Yo, anyone wants to come and evolve their Applin, come to the make it intense sunlight by just changing the day. By like going into home menu and changing the day. And go to Axew's Eye and they'll spawn under the tree. You'll get tart apples and fancy apples. I just got 3.
I got a sweet apple and some fancy apples.
Yeah, those are really useful. All right, just quickly. What is your favorite way to evolve a Pokemon? Like, what's your favorite Pokemon evolution that you, or like how you have to evolve?
My favorite Pokemon evolution is Pokemon, certain Pokemon evolve at night. I like those ones.
My favorite evolution? I have two, actually. And they're my favorites because they're super goofy, but they're great. And my two favorites are, when you have to evolve Inkay, and as it levels up, you have to turn the switch upside down. That is one great evolution. My second evolution, this is my favorite, I think, just by a small margin, is how you evolve your Milkery into all creamy. You have to give it a sweet, and then you have to spin. And that is probably my favorite way to evolve a Pokemon. It's so great, I think, just because.
Yeah, no, it's actually really good.
It's like you're mixing it. Oh, did I get rid of my? Did I get rid of him? Come on, nature, be there! Yay, nature! I've actually been breeding for shiny Ditto. No, sorry, not shiny Ditto. I already have a shiny foreign Ditto, and I'm pseudo methoding for a shiny Eevee. But right now I'm just leaving a Ditto.
How'd you get a shiny foreign Ditto?
Pardon?
I didn't know you could breed Dittos.
Oh yeah, you breed a Ditto with a different Pokemon. But what I did was I went on to Reddit, and there's a Reddit page, and it will let you get a foreign Ditto. You do a little thing, and then it will let you. I went on to Pokemon Home. You have to get it on your mobile, and then you do like a GTS trade. It will tell you what the requirements are that you need, and then it will give you certain Pokemons it wants you to give it. And yeah, that's basically it.
Is that level 100 the Ditto, or is it just not?
Yeah, you get a level 100. I got a shiny Ditto with all 6 IVs. It's really useful.
Honestly, that's just. I figured out how to EV train as well.
Nice. Now everyone, I want to share a little bit of knowledge with you. Have you ever done the roaming Pokemon? Have you ever battled one when you're trying to fill up the Pokedex, and then you need to find another Pokemon, and you realize it spawns in the exact same point as that one that you just fought with under different weather, but the catch is that once you battled the Pokemon and caught it, that Pokemon despawns until the next day. So this is how you reset the day. You can do this on a normal raid, or you can like put a wishing piece in. If you want to farm Watts, you put a wishing piece in so it will stay. But you need to go up to one of the max raid dens, preferably empty. Otherwise, you have to battle. Then you throw a wishing piece in. Press invite others, make sure that you're not connected to the internet. Then you quit. No, you don't quit. You go into the home menu, change the day one forward. So you'll have to turn off synchronize to do that. And then when you turn it off, you go back into Pokemon Sword and Shield. And that's how you reset the day. Because then you have to quit the raid den, of course, but then you've reset the day, and you can do this repeatedly to farm Watts. That's how I got all the fossils. I farmed Watts, and then I went up to the left guy, because I have Pokemon Sword, so I won't be able really to get the other fossils as easy, so I had to go to the digging duo, the guy on the left, and I had to just wait for ages, and by the end I had a ton of fossils. It was really worth it, but I had like 50 bird fossils and I was super annoyed.
Okay,
we've been chatting for almost 11 minutes now. I think it's about time we'll move on to the next subject. By the way, just to let everyone know, right near the end of the episode, I will have a special announcement. And it is purely for Anonymous co-host and unnamed co-hosts. It will be for us. It will just be something interesting for you guys, but it will mainly just be for us. So anyway, yeah, we are going to take our break and we'll be back in a minute. We are back from our break to bring up some Pokemon news. I have Pokemon.com opened up here, and for some reason I just minimized the page because I'm a dum-dum. Right, it's back up. Well, I guess we can talk about Pokemon Snap, since that's the first thing that appears every time now.
Honestly, I'm just so happy that it came out.
Yeah.
Finally.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, here we are, Pokemon Snap. There's the trailer. New Pokemon Snap for Nintendo Switch. Welcome to the Lantel region. Welcome to the Lantel region. Is this like a vegetable region? Is this like... What? Wow. That would be rather interesting, wouldn't it? Having a region based on vegetables. Welcome to the Lentil region, whose islands hold everything from decent jungles to vast deserts. New Pokemon Snap is an all-new game inspired by the 1999 Nintendo 64 game Pokemon Snap. This Nintendo Switch adventure will take you from island to island on an ecological survey, photographing Pokemon, and building your own Pokemon photodex. That actually sounds really cool. What I would love is a game where you get to pick Pokemon from like all the generations and make your own Pokedex out of them. That would be like a great game, and then you can like build your own region. They need to make like a Pokemon creator. They've had Mario Maker, I'm sure they'll have had like some make your own Mario Kart track thing. All they need now is like a Pokemon generation maker.
I just hope when I get enough, I would like to play new Pokemon Snap. I played Pokemon Snap for the Nintendo 64, so I'd like to play new Pokemon Snap.
Did you have a Nintendo 64?
Oh. I didn't actually have one, I just played one. Played it, and I was pretty good at it.
Okay. You could probably...
Hey, Josh, just a question. Do you have Throw? Because I just see, like, a bunch of them. Do you have Throw?
I don't have Throw. Because that's, of course, only, for Pokemon Shield. Yeah.
I'm still trying to fill up my
Pokedex. So... I've actually breeded for an Axew right now, so I'm just waiting for it to hatch. It's taking forever. One thing I do need, though, is a Drampa and a Goodra.
Drampa is so rare. I can never really find one.
Oh, really? It does take forever. Maybe you have one in your box?
No, I don't have any Drampas.
Ah, that sucks. Because...
On another progress, I have a Drampa.
Okay, if you can, like, you know, you can, like, Pokemon Home swap. This is something I only just realized. If you go onto Pokemon Home, you can actually, like, go onto it, and when you say, like, Pokemon, you can move Pokemon from one save file of your Pokemon game to another save file of your Pokemon game. Did you know that?
Pretty useful. Yeah, I knew that.
Well, if you could, if you would, you could, you just like save, come out the game, put, make sure Drampa's in your other box, and then transfer. By when you go onto the Pokemon home, what you have to do is you have to tap. At the top, you'll see your account name, such as if your name was Mike, it would show Mike. You go up, tap A on that, and it will say load another.
Okay, I'm going to get it.
But yeah, sorry, we're meant to be on news. Everything except one.
We need to make sure we have enough room for the battles, because nobody really gets to see the battles. Also, we haven't given anyone the results of the last battle.
Oh yes, so the results of the last battle. Anonymous won. I won. Anonymous won again. And the annoying thing is, I had a move that could have OKO'd you. I promise you, I had a move that could have OKO'd you. Then, I battled against unnamed co-host and won again. But I'm worried about the next battle. I am very worried about the next battle. My streak is too good. It's going to be ruined. I know it. But anyway, I have another piece of news up here. This is like the only thing that's not about Pokemon Snap, or at least related to like the Pokemon Go Snap event. Oh my goodness, this is one of the worst wordplays. A Meowvilus time when you take part in Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield Meow Festival Max Raid Battle event until May 2nd, 2021. 4:59 PM PDT, Meowth, Alolan Meowth, Galarian Meowth, and Gigantamax Meowth will appear in Max Raid Battles. If you're lucky, you might even encounter Shiny Galarian Meowth during the event. Nice. One thing I have to ask though, can't you just get like a, I haven't tried this yet, can't you get like a Meowth and then like use Max Mushrooms on it? Can you do that?
Yeah, you can.
Ah, okay.
Yes, you can.
Okay, because for a while, before like we could get the
Isle
of Armor,
the
only way to do it was
to Master's Dojo. Read the book, you know. If you go to Master's Dojo and you can read the book, that'll work. But the only Pokemon it won't work on is Melmetal.
Yeah. Mainly because, like, I have a Melmetal in Pokemon Go. No, don't just be like, wow, really? Because I'm not a noob, but I'm not a pro at it. It took me forever. So first off, I had a ton of Pokeballs. You have to use, like, this item. And then I had to do it twice. Because for 60 minutes, Meltans will appear in the area. And if you don't catch them, well, they're gone. But I caught as many as I can. By the end, I'd run out of all my Pokeballs, so I had to wait for like 6 days, so I could go get the right amount of Pokeballs. Even by the end of this, I'd run out of Pokeballs again. And then after that, I had to catch all of them, and finally, I'd gotten enough. And I said, hey, you know what? I have a ton of Meltan here. I'm just going to transfer all of these to the professor. And then I realized you can't. You can't. They're special Pokemon and you can't. I was so annoyed. So now in my Pokemon save file, I have a million of them. By the way, what does shiny Axew look like?
It Axew, but with a pink neck.
Oh, okay. No.
Pretty rubbish shiny.
That's kind of a pretty cool shiny. Alright, now I need to evolve this thing, and I don't have any candies.
Axew is a better shiny, and Axew is an amazing shiny.
Really? Okay, well anyway, sorry.
Okay, Drampa has been...
There was nothing really much about news apart from Pokemon Snap, a Pokemon Go event for Snap, and some memories about all the Pokemon photographers. Nothing really big for news, just Pokemon Snap. Anyway, I think it's about time for Dynamax. Let's go for Dynamax Adventure of the Week today. But this is something I'm going to save right now. And let's hope we can get some of the Anonymous luck, okay? Because right now, this is my other save file. I've just reached the Crown Tundra on it, and I would prefer to do the Dynamax Adventure on this, because I've basically gotten all of them on my other save file. Plus, I'm shiny hunting for all of them, so I'm also trying to complete my Pokédex on this one. I've already transferred like a million Pokemon onto this. Oop. Man, Charizard looks so cool when it follows you around. It either walks, and then when it gets far behind, it flies. Oh, whoa. Oh, look. One sec, sorry. I haven't watched this cutscene yet. The old woman singing about Calyrex. And then she gives you the moral. Now, remember to eat your veggies. Wow, that's definitely the meaning.
That's amazing.
It's 100% not about an incredibly powerful, when it's riding on its steed, that is, an incredibly powerful Pokemon. It's all about training kids to eat their vegetables. And have you noticed that old lady has a Cosmog in her house?
I know. She doesn't have any respect for legendaries.
Pardon?
Doesn't have any respect for legendaries. And what's the point of having a Cosmog?
If yeah, but still, a Cosmog, that's actually, but it's adorable. If I get a Cosmog, I'm naming it Nebby. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you have any experience. Okay.
So I do with every Cosmog I get, I name it Nebby, evolve it into Sogaleo, and actually Lunala, mostly evolve mine into Lunala.
Okay. I'll just start searching.
You cannot get shiny Cosmog that way. You can't get shiny Cosmog that way. So.
Mm. Shiny Cosmog still shiny just, I'm just about to, let's go for
no,
this
one. Second question.
Yeah?
What do you think, which Pokemon do you think will win the battle? Mewtwo or Hoopa?
I think Hoopa.
It depends on which form it is, doesn't it?
Yeah, if it's an unbound form, it would destroy it. But otherwise, Mewtwo would destroy Hoopa.
Yeah, you should see Hoopa's special attack when it's unbound.
By the way,
that's why I want another Kalos game. Arceus, Hoopa, Darkrai, and Deoxys are the only legendaries, some of the only mythicals that are worth getting.
Yeah, no, Mew's worth getting, especially when you use it. And Azimuths were like. Oh yeah, I've set the link code, and I'm doing a Dynamax adventure, and I've invited others.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm just connecting the internet now.
Sure.
Just gonna get the link code.
So, yeah, this is, so we're doing a Dynamax adventure. I already have a certain Pokemon that I, if anything, want shiny. Because this is a really cool Pokemon. Pardon?
Is it Kyurem?
Nah, I wouldn't say Kyurem is the special Pokemon. Oh, okay. Yeah, Xerneas. Baby. So, Xerneas is weak to Steel-type moves. I was so chuffed when I saw this was a Xerneas, because I was doing like a multi-battle with some random called it on a Duraludon. What are the chances? I got a Gigantamaxing Duraludon for the Xerneas fight. Excuse me? No, Salazzle, that's bad. That's real bad. Any steel types? No, but there was a poison type.
Who's the poison type? Let me check. I see Armaldo. Okay. There is no poison type.
Oh, I thought I saw a poison type. I guess I missed. Let's go grass. I think I should go grass.
The bomb is snow.
Yeah. But it's so nice having a blinking Gigantamaxing Duraludon. It's a Duraludon, I like struggled on the Leon bat. I struggled on his battle, whatever his name is. I struggled on his battle, and it was all that blinking Duraludon's fault. I didn't have the fire type I needed. I had the Colossal, but ugh, it was the last Pokemon, and it was just destroying everything.
Well, I want to let you know something. If you agreed to get a shiny Duraludon.
What does shiny Duraludon look like? By the way, we're fighting in the bomb
store
right now.
It's all like chromish color. It's all like dark gray chromish color with blue on it.
Nice. So we're fighting a Duraludon, right? Sorry, we're fighting on the bomb store right now. I just Gigantamax Duraludon. It's so sweet Gigantamaxing a Pokemon. When the opponent Gigantamaxes a Pokemon, you're annoyed, but when you Gigantamax it, you feel great. Especially when it's Duraludon. Its head goes through the clouds.
Exactly. Duraludon is probably one of the tallest Gigantamax.
One of the things, what's the point? What is the... I honestly think, what is the point of poisoning and like other status conditioning a Dynamaxing Pokemon, since it just brushes them off as soon as it like roars.
Superpower barely did anything.
Yeah, but this will do. I hope this will do something. It didn't do much last time, annoyingly.
Galazzo's a fire type move. It's very useful.
Yeah. My only problem is. Oh yeah, it's a poison type. I really hope he keeps Salazzle, because Salazzle's a poison type.
I'm going to. I just remember, the Xerneas know Geomancy, which is honestly a humongous threat.
Yeah. One thing is, if you manage to get a Focus Sash, put it on Xerneas, it will get Geomancy off, outspeed, and KO the opponent. There is your strategy, guys.
What about Focus Band?
Oh yeah, sorry. It doesn't know that. That won't work. Sorry, I'm really dumb. That won't always work.
19 or what's that fairy type?
I don't know, but there's a backpacker. It might sell some useful item.
Yeah, it's Comfey. It's useless. And remember,
let's go for the flying type, because there's a backpacker and then some berries after that.
Yeah, Duraludon knows Thunderbolt, so it's pretty useful.
Yeah. Shell Bell, Leftovers, Eviolite, Psychic Seed, Normal Gem. What does the Shell Bell do?
Shell Bell
Duraludon! Go Shell Bell Duraludon!
The last one's a Focus Sash.
That's a genius! Oh my goodness! Who is this man? Oh, you know Mr. Focus? Mr. Focus, he was so annoying. Like, I remember, because I knew he'd have a Focus Sash, and he's a really weak Pokemon. And then I battled him, and it used Endeavor, and I was just like, ah! Help! What just happened? Why is my Pokemon done 28 health, but it's level 4, and it's like level 36? That shouldn't happen! Wow, that boy is so smart. I mean, okay, that's a bit of damage. That boy is so smart because he always poisons the target, gave a Salazzle a Focus Sash. Wow, man.
I just want to let you know that. Well, I'm gonna take Mantine so it doesn't get rid of Salazzle.
Yeah. Don't you think it might be? Yeah, if you find anything with like a steel type, I'm keeping Duraludon. I don't care what happened.
I just want to let you know that Salazzle can poison steel and other poison types.
Oh really? Is that? Oh yeah. Is that its ability?
Yeah, it's corrosion. It can poison steel and.
Our Mantine opponent is down to like a quarter health. It's using Max Airstream on the Poliwrath. We have some berries after. That should get it almost back up to full.
I'll take Mantine. I like Mantine. It's adorable.
It is adorable. Luckily, this thing hasn't roared. I would be very annoyed if this thing roared.
Don't worry.
Because it's poisoned. Ooh, Venom Drench. Nah. Come on, dude. Start attacking.
No, most of it doesn't. I don't think it wants to waste its poison type moves. Mantine.
Fair point. Come on. Just move. It's so annoying when they do that. Like, who here is users who actually... Because I find all the fighting guys always use coaching. And it's useless because you're always special attacking. Oh yeah. And if you ever see a Wobbuffet when you're doing a battle, you've lost. Sorry. It learns no attacking moves.
Yeah, Wobbuffet can't learn attacking moves no matter how many TMs.
But neither can Pukumuku. Pukumuku sucks.
I know, it's a cool fist, but other than that, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. It is a sea cucumber, and the only way it hurts the opponents, really, is just, well, you know,
yeah,
inside
out. I like Mantine. I'm gonna take Mantine.
Unless I take it first.
Now you want to take it. You have Duraludon.
Yeah, I have Duraludon that can Gigantamax. I think I'm fine. Though I don't understand why you give Duraludon. Like, why?
What do we take?
Why
Ghost
do you?
Psychic.
Okay.
We
yeah.
Take Ghost
that's...
Psychic. Yeah, Slash will be terrible against the Psychic type, especially if it's Zubat.
Oh yeah, but I was gonna say something there. Anyway, yeah, we're going up against a Frostlass right now. I don't know if this, yeah, this was the better choice because Salazzle's a fire type. We basically want to preserve Salazzle and Duraludon until the last possible point. I'm really worried that he's going to pick this. Go, Max Steep style. Destroy this floating ice cube. Destroy it.
I got Zekrom from Black and White, and honestly, it's
really
cool.
Yeah, White Guard. So yeah, it might use Blizzard. Oh my goodness,
yeah.
He is so smart. He uses Toxic on the first. Oh my goodness.
Blast was really fast.
That did a bit of damage. It just shadow balled me. I guess this that did more than half damage on Frostlass. It's gone next turn. Oh, I got the crit. Duraludon with the crit coming in clutch. And I get yes. Whoa, that healed me up a lot.
I know. The more damage you do, the more health the shell
bell
gives you.
Nice. The Shell Bell is going to be great then for the Xerneas fight. You know, I probably should have preserved my Gigantamax.
Yeah, you should have, actually.
Rather than wasting it on a floating ice cube.
Use Flamethrower!
Yeah! Do something useful! So that was actually really good, though. If you're going to use a non-legendary team, is that another crit? Duraludon being all the way back up to full. I thought, wow, Duraludon is just super powerful, I guess. Right.
I know, Duraludon is amazing looking and amazing power.
Yeah, especially when it goes into a tower. I mean, it's a tower. That's just by itself an epic Gigantamax.
Also, by the way, Josh, I've now completed my lifelong dream in the Crown Tundra Pokedex.
Really? What?
Every single shiny red G in the Pokedex.
Okay, nice. Alright, Salazzle.
I'll take it.
I guess it is a... Oh, Salazzle was gonna get it.
Into the den.
Let's go.
Nobody's fainted.
Roll the way up to the den.
I wish I had a Sneasel right now, but Sneasel's really tough.
Yep.
Also, remember
all the way there.
We have
it's
room
the
for
Xerneas. It looking epic. Why does Xerneas' sprite out of battle always not glow, by the way?
I don't know. I think this is Xerneas' active form.
Okay. I guess that kind of makes sense. Use Iron Head and do... Please do, like, a fifth. I predict this will do a fifth. If it does
my
less...
My attack is greater than my special attack.
He's gonna use Toxic. If he doesn't use Toxic, I will be sad. Toxic. Poison the deer. Poison the rainbow deer. The rainbow deer has been poisoned. Triple... That's doing a very small amount of damage. Ooh. Oh yeah, it gets more powerful every time it's used, doesn't it?
It's decent.
Yeah. Corn. Ah. Ah, that healed up a lot. That did nothing. My Iron Head did nothing. I blame
you. You're gonna be powered up. Coaching will power your moves up. And mine too.
Oh yeah. But that's because, alright, so yeah, coaching's powered up my Iron Head. So that'll be useful for a while. Now, don't use Venom Drench.
I'll let you know if it's going to use Venom Drench. It's going to use Venom Drench. It's going to use Venom Drench.
Yeah.
I know it.
Ooh, the Quick Claw.
It's a very useful item.
It is. I know someone, I heard of a story of a guy, and he was battling a Pokemon that crit him 2 times in a row, and also the Quick Claw activated all of those 3 times. All those 2 times, sorry. It was absurd.
You're a lot more damage now because of coaching. Now he's Liquid Dish.
Oh my goodness. The Xerneas almost O-coat me with Moonblast. It didn't even Geomancy.
It almost did because of, I know not so long ago he's Venom Drench again.
Whoa. Quick Claw again?
I'm so close. I'm gonna beat it. Eat ice, deer. Freeze
eat
in my
Eat ice,
mouth.
Big deer. I love the shiny charm, so it's very unlikely it's gonna be shiny for me.
Sometimes the game forces Pokemon to be shiny.
Like
it did with
Zygarde,
I think.
How? Wait, pardon?
Sometimes the game forces Pokemon to be shiny.
Hmm.
He's gonna do it. He's gonna roar. I know it. He's gonna do it. But the coaching is gonna matter. So at least he's gonna roar. The Dynamax roar. Roar the Dynamax.
Go on, please. Is he gonna do the Dynamax roar? If he does, I'm gonna be rather sad.
Oh, it didn't.
Oh. That's gonna do a bit. Mm-hmm. That did. It just used...
Didn't knock it out because of
it just used a, it just used the grass-type Dynamax move on Poliwhirl. Can we just talk? Oh. Drillodon's dead. Sorry, not dead. It crit me. So, can we just say how unfair it is that Dynamax Pokemon get to use normal moves in their Dynamax form? Can we just talk about how unfair that is?
Mm-hmm. I know you're able to Dynamax now.
No, I'm not.
I know, but it said you're supposed to.
The one turn that I can Dynamax... Okay. All that setup, it didn't do much. All we need is Poliwhirl to use a real powerful move. Ooh, this could knock out! Yes! Yes! Xerneas is down, guys, and I fainted.
I wish I got to catch it.
And that's just in time, actually. So, we are going to take a break, and we will be back soon. guys, we are back from our break to give you our battle of the week. Just quickly, I just wanted to say that the Xerneas was not shiny. It's still black instead of the white shiny. So it wasn't shiny, unfortunately. Yeah, sure. I think I have two Xerneas things there. Oh, hi person. Hi dancing person. Anyway, it's time to do the battle.
Okay, I'll get the link.
I'm just going to load my other save. Because the second gamers, that's my second gamer. That's my second thing. It's kind of obvious. That's my other account name. So he wouldn't stand a chance. I was going to level 66, 76. Though soon I'll have Calyrex, which will be my most powerful Pokemon. One of the most annoying things about the Isle of Armor is that you have to level up Kubfu. Anyway, I'm just connecting to the internet right now. And, one sec, I'll go away for a second, I'll be back in a sec. And Anamungus, if you just entertain while I'm gone. I'm back. Hi guys, I'm back.
Hi.
Did you entertain?
I actually just sit there and did nothing, actually.
Well, there you go, guys. There was your minute of silence. 200.
I'm not very entertaining.
Here, that could be a tradition. Right, single battle, that's the code. This is going to be a tradition now, guys. Every episode, we're going to have 1 minute where we just sit and we don't talk at all. Oh, no, 30 seconds, yeah. 30 seconds where we do nothing at all. And, I'm searching.
Okay, I just ran to a battle with a Snorlax. I'm just going to...
Wow. Snorlax. Oh no, you can keep that egg, thank you very much. Can we just talk about how tired your trainer's legs must be after having not been able to sit down for the entire thing apart from near the start where you stay overnight? You don't sit down after that.
Yeah, unless you sit down on the train bench. Also, just, sure. I want to let you know that our team has gotten much stronger.
Sure.
And I made a song about Reshiram, but I'm not going to have it.
Oh, sorry, I accidentally clicked on the rules, but hey. Oh, no, can we just quit, please? I have a level 1 Axew on my team. Sorry.
Oh, good point.
I have an Eternatus, a shiny Zygarde, shiny Yveltal, shiny Necrozma, shiny Xerneas, and then there's just this Axew sticking out there like, hey, guys, can I join in?
Who's the last member? If Axew's in, who's the last member?
Hey, guys, can I join in? No.
It's Metagross.
Why? Wait, where's my black glasses? Yveltal isn't cool anymore. He doesn't have his black glasses. My name. They should be at the top. Come on. Black glasses! Yveltal's cool again. Yeah, guys. Yveltal's cool. Hold on. There it is. Right? There you go. All my Pokemon are holding items. And they're all holding items for a very certain reason. So anyway, we're going to have a battle. And as we battle, we're going to tell you the Pokemon Team of the Week. We said we continue on from last week's, but we aren't actually. We're going to start a new one, and our new team. What do you think our new team should be based on? How about fairy types?
it is.
Sure.
Okay, you searching?
I'm just searching now. Right, so first off, our first Pokemon is going to be Chansey.
Chansey's not a fairy type.
Is it not? Oh, I thought it was a fairy type. Okay, sorry. And Clefairy. Clefairy. We'll do Clefairy.
Clefable.
Yeah, sorry, Clefable. Sorry, I get confused with these. And Clefable will know Dazzling Gleam, Metronome for some coverage. It will. What else will it know?
It will know. It should know about Meteor Beam.
Yeah, Meteor Beam, and Wide Guard.
Wide Guard, it is. I was just thinking Wind Blast.
Yeah, this will be a fairy team for double battles, so it will know Wide Guard. What will its ability be?
Its ability would be Magic Guard.
Magic Guard. Okay, who's next on our fairy type team? I think we should go straight away and go Xerneas, and its moveset will be Geomancy, Moonblast, Anthro what now? Sorry? What is it again?
Geomancy?
No, we already said Geomancy. What's its one sec, let me just tell you. Okay. You caught this thing in a love ball. I just heard you go silent there. You saw who I sent out, and then you're just like, Oh. I think I'll do this. Anyway, that's a bit scary. But not to worry. Hopefully, please. Please, Oko. Yes, shiny Zekrom is down. Right, so anyway, yeah, it's going to know Geomancy, Moonblast. Let me just quickly tell you what my moveset is, because mine's very good. Its ability is going to be Fairy Aura. And it's going to have the Focus Sash. So you're not going to have to worry too much. And its moveset, it's going to be Geomancy, Moonblast, Aromatherapy, and Focus Blast.
Okay, nice.
I'm going to...
Is that you, Zenny?
Wait, who's next?
You did Xerneas and you did Clefairy.
Xerneas and Clefairy. Okay. Oh, poop. No! Why did I do that? Xerneas is going down, everyone. Say bye-bye to Xerneas.
The blue player has a chance of missing.
It does. But I don't think I'm going to get it. You're going to hit the blue flare. You're going to hit the blue flare. Anyway, who's next?
Eternal Flower,
sure.
Floette.
What's its moveset going to be?
Light of Ruin.
Okay. Sure. What next?
Moonblast.
Okay.
Flower Shield.
Yes.
I think I know what that is. And, Aromatherapy.
Sure. That sounds good. Come on, you can tank it. You can take it. I believe in you. Yes. That's why I gave Zygarde the Focus Sash.
Good to know.
Yes. That's why you give Zygarde the Focus Sash, everyone. No moves will OKO it. Then Power Construct kicks in, gives you more health, and then makes you complete form, so you can do this.
What?
Anyway, yeah. So what's our next move?
Our next move is,
Our next Pokemon. What's our next Pokemon?
Our next Pokemon has to could be another fairy type. Maybe Girina.
Okay. What next?
I think.
We need another fairy type. So, currently,
Magearna?
Yeah?
Magearna good.
And what next?
I don't know. Magearna should have, Flare Cannon.
Yeah?
Flash Cannon.
Okay.
Aurora Beam.
Sure. All right. That sounds good. And who's our last Pokemon?
Our last Pokemon is going to be who to choose? So many fairy types in this world. I already did one.
We can't do any legendaries. It's just like a really good normal fairy type. Oh, how about what's its name? The steel fairy type?
Plefki?
No, not Plefki. It's like a plant. Oh, of course you get the crit. What, then?
I don't know, actually.
It's like a plant head. It's got like a massive jaw and it can mega evolve.
Mawile.
Oh man, that's one of the coolest shinies ever.
Oh. I know, it is. Want one?
Yeah, I really do. I'm just hoping to do a decent amount of damage. I did a decent amount of damage. And now you're gonna destroy me. Yep. Right, so currently we both have lost two Pokemon.
And who? Tell him who I have right now.
So he has his shiny white Kyurem out right now. And I really hope I outspeed with my shiny 100%.
What's your speed? Check your summary and 60.
I'm going to beg.
What's your speed?
Oh no, it doesn't tell me. Okay, just tap a move.
Okay, I'm just gonna trust this.
Oh wait, no, it's 3. Oh!
Okay.
He decides to Dynamax. What are you doing? Seriously? I was not expecting that.
My HP right now is 402.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I think I outspeed though. Oh, you live with the one health. Oh, now you Oko's with the max hailstorm. Oh, I knew I should have Dynamaxed. Right, everyone. Eternatus is... you're winning now.
That's fine if I'm winning. Nothing's wrong with winning.
Everything is wrong with winning if you're losing. Everyone, there is your knowledge for the day. Everything is wrong with winning if you're losing. I will Oko you if I survive a hit from you. Yes, I'm faster. I outspeed Eternatus Dynamax Cannons. The shiny ultimate white Kyurem. And he goes down. He explodes. And he falls to his doom where he is now gone. And now he's... I know what he's... And now he's going to... He is... One sec. Sorry. Oh, he brings in Set the Shiny Cell Dragon. Oh, I really hope I Oko. I really hope Ioko. We currently both are down 3 Pokemon and have 3 Pokemon left. Ooh, I outspeed and Eternatus is Eternabeaming. I am risking it here because I have to recharge the next turn. But I'm desperate. I need to get rid of this Celdragon. Unless he has a Focus Sash. No, he doesn't. Celdragon goes down.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do for when you recharge.
Yeah, you're going to send in Xerneas and Moonblast me.
No, actually.
You're going to Moonblast me.
I can actually use this as an opportunity.
Oh, you're going to Moonblast me. Oh no, you Geomancy. That's scary. That's really scary, actually.
But you're going to outspeed me, remember? So you're going to use... Do you know any poison-type moves?
Yes. I know cross-poison. Which doesn't do much damage! And I don't have any Pokemon that resist fairy. That's really bad. What? It geomancied and I did no damage.
It's okay, don't worry. I'm just gonna give you a moon hug. See, a hug from the moon. Journey's gonna give you a hug from the moon.
Go ahead. Hug me from the moon. He's okay, Moonblasting. Eternatus, you might have good defense, but you're going down. You served me well, Eternatus. You served me well. I only have one choice. Go Chrome Arms. Meet your master. And smack him in the face. We only have 3 minutes left. We both only have 2 Pokemon left. What will happen?
Okay, we'll have enough time for the announcement, and I'm going to...
Right, so the announcement is... We both have a month to make our own competitive teams. No legendaries, and any Pokemon we currently possess right now cannot be used. We have to make our own... We have to make new Pokemon, and we will face it off later. Oh, come on! That should be illegal!
Chrome Arms is open!
Man! Okay, this is my last choice. I won't outspeed, and you will Oko me. But, yeah, I'm down to my last Pokemon. But anyway, yeah, we have a competitive battle that we will have in a few days. Oh, you thunder. I avoided the thunder? Why did you do that? Now I have to recharge!
I want to give you a little sense of pride.
Well...
A little sense of pride.
Alright, I lost the battle, guys. Anyway, yeah. It's time to wrap up the episode. Bye!
Bye.
Bye.